Welcome to the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider, brought to you by The Vet Recruiter. In this podcast, animal health executive recruiter and veterinary recruiter Stacy Purcell of The Vet Recruiter provides insight and practical advice for both employers and job seekers in the animal health and veterinary industries. The Vet Recruiter's focus is to solve talent-centric problems for the animal health industry and veterinary profession. In fact, the Vet Recruiter's mission is to help animal health and veterinary companies hire top talent while helping animal health and veterinary professionals attain career-enhancing opportunities that increase their quality of life. Today, we will be continuing our series about a person's animal health or veterinary job search. Welcome, Stacy, and thank you for joining us today.
Hello, Caleb. As always, I'm glad to be here with you today.
So, Stacy, today is part two of our series. I am guessing that you made this topic a series of podcast episodes because there's so much information and there's so much information that you have to say on this subject.
Yes, you would be correct on both points, Caleb. A person's animal health or veterinary job search is important for multiple reasons, including for the growth of their career. There is quite a bit that goes into it, and the more that a person knows about it, the better prepared they can be.
Sounds great. Where would you like to start today, Stacy?
Well, there are two main things I want to address today. So the first is the importance of having confidence in your animal health or veterinary job search. And the second thing is the dangers of making assumptions.
Let us dive straight into the heart of the matter, shall we? Confidence, as we know, plays a crucial role in career advancement, including in the animal health industry and veterinary profession. Could you elaborate on why confidence holds such significance in these domains?
Absolutely. Confidence is a critical factor overall in a person's career, and that includes during their job search. It is not merely about self-perception, but also about how others perceive us. Employers are naturally drawn to individuals who exude confidence as it signals assurance in one's abilities and potential to excel in the role.
That is a great insight. However, it is crucial to discern between confidence and arrogance. How can professionals ensure they tread the fine line between the two effectively?
Confidence, at its core, stems from a genuine belief in one's capabilities and a willingness to learn and grow. Arrogance, on the other hand, manifests as an overestimation of one's abilities and a lack of humility. To maintain confidence without veering into arrogance, professionals must cultivate self-awareness, remain open to feedback, and approach challenges with humility. It is about striking a delicate balance between self-assurance and receptivity to improvement.
I can see that it is a delicate balance. Now, let us explore actionable strategies for cultivating confidence in the context of a person's animal health or veterinary job search.
Yes, absolutely. I have five steps or action strategies.
Now, could you walk us through each of them in detail?
Of course. So the first step is confronting our fears head on. Fear often serves as the primary barrier to confidence as it breeds uncertainty and self-doubt. By acknowledging and confronting our fears, we realize that they are often less formidable than we perceive them to be. Stepping out of our comfort zones allows us to confront our fears directly, leading to a gradual reduction in their power over us and an increase in confidence. Next, embracing discomfort is essential for growth. As the saying goes, all growth is painful. While this may not always be entirely accurate, growth invariably involves stepping into discomfort. Whether it is engaging in challenging conversations, acquiring new skills, or taking calculated risks, embracing discomfort fosters resilience and adaptability, both of which are crucial for building confidence.
We have talked before about the importance of being uncomfortable on the podcast. Sometimes wanting to be comfortable is not the best thing for a person, especially in their career.
Well, that's right. And third on our list is taking ownership of our actions and being proactive. These are also fundamental aspects of confidence building. By assuming responsibility for our choices and outcomes, we empower ourselves to influence our circumstances positively. Being proactive entails taking decisive action in the face of challenges rather than succumbing to passivity or victimhood. Confidence flourishes when individuals recognize how much control they actually have and take proactive steps to shape their destinies. And fourth, focusing on options rather than fixating on circumstances enables individuals to maintain a solution-oriented mindset. Instead of dwelling on setbacks or limitations, confident individuals explore alternative pathways and opportunities for growth. By reframing challenges as opportunities for innovation and advancement, they cultivate a sense of agency and resilience, which are essential components of confidence.
I know that you have said this before on multiple occasions, but there is almost always opportunity in the midst of adversity.
That is correct, and I believe that.
So what is last on our list of strategies for building confidence during a person's animal health or veterinary job search?
Last is ignoring the negative opinions of other people. This is critical in preserving confidence in the face of adversity. In a world filled with criticism and cynicism, maintaining a positive self-image requires resilience and self-belief. Confident individuals prioritize their own perceptions and aspirations over external judgments, recognizing that their worth is not contingent upon others' approval. By cultivating a strong sense of self-worth and resilience, they shield themselves from the detrimental effects of negativity and criticism, allowing their confidence to thrive.
Now, those steps provide a comprehensive roadmap for professionals seeking to bolster their confidence in their career pursuits. Now, let us explore the role of a recruiter in this process. How can partnering with someone like you, Stacy, contribute to confidence building during a person's animal health or veterinary job search?
Partnering with a recruiter offers several distinct advantages for professionals navigating the job market. First, recruiters possess specialized knowledge of the industry landscape, including emerging trends, key players, and coveted opportunities within the animal health and veterinary sector. By leveraging this expertise, candidates gain invaluable insights that inform their strategic approach to job seeking, thereby enhancing their confidence and efficacy. Recruiters also provide personalized guidance and support tailored to each candidate's unique strengths and aspirations. Through one-on-one consultations and assessments, search consultants can help candidates identify their core competencies and articulate their value proposition effectively. This targeted approach not only boosts candidates' confidence in their abilities, but it also ensures alignment between their career objectives and potential opportunities.
That all makes sense. How else can a recruiter help boost a person's confidence during their animal health or veterinary job search?
Recruiters offer access to an extensive network of industry contacts and resources, including employers, recruiters, and professional associations. By leveraging these connections, candidates can expand their visibility within the industry and have access to exclusive job opportunities that may not be publicly advertised. This increased exposure enhances candidates' confidence in their marketability and also positions them as desirable candidates in the eyes of employers. And finally, recruiters provide valuable support throughout the animal health and veterinary job search process, from resume optimization and interview preparation to negotiation strategies and onboarding assistance. By equipping candidates with the tools, knowledge, and support they need to navigate each stage of the job search journey, consultants instill confidence and empower candidates to present themselves effectively and compellingly to prospective employers.
It is evident that partnering with a recruiter can provide professionals with a significant edge in their job search endeavors, not just in terms of access to opportunities, but also in confidence building.
Absolutely. And that brings me to the second point that I'd like to discuss today, which is the danger of making assumptions. You have probably heard the old saying about assuming things.
I believe I have, but I'm guessing you don't want to say it on the podcast today.
Probably not, but those in our listening audience can Google it if they don't know it. And that saying is often used because it's often correct. Making assumptions is a dangerous proposition. That applies to to not just your personal life, but your professional life as well. To go one step further, it also applies to both a person's career and an animal health or veterinary job search they may conduct. You know, I have been an executive recruiter now for more than 25 years, and as a result, I've compiled many examples and case studies.
We've discussed many of them on the podcast.
We have, and I have two more for us today.
Great. I would love to hear about these case studies. What's the first one?
Well, my first case study, I recently reached out to someone to let her know about an employment opportunity for advancement in her career. This opportunity was a higher level role than the one she currently had. However, she responded by saying, "Sure, I will talk with you, but I doubt I'm someone who can help you."
She really said that?
She did say that. And there were two aspects of her response that stuck out to me. First, I was calling to let her know about an opportunity that had the potential to be better than the one that she has now. I was calling to help her by offering her an opportunity. I wasn't calling to have her help me. However, before she knew why I was calling, she assumed that she couldn't help me.
In fact, it was just the opposite. You were trying to help her.
Well, exactly. And for some people, getting a call from a recruiter with an opportunity is a welcome phone call. It might even be cause for excitement. How many people would like to hear about a job opportunity that has the potential to be much better than the one they have? And how many people do you know who love their job so much that they would never entertain the possibility of going somewhere else?
Theoretically, nobody, because that would mean they're going to retire with their current employer.
Right, or they're eventually going to be laid off, one or the other.
What was the second thing that struck you about this person's response?
Well, how did she know she couldn't help me if she didn't even know why I was calling? So this is the part that really puzzled me. This person didn't outright say no, but she had a negative attitude before I could even explain that I was calling to speak with her about an opportunity to help advance her career forward. From an objective point of view, there's absolutely no reason to make a decision about a situation unless you have all of the details associated with the situation. There is no decision to make, which also means there is no assumption to make.
But she made an assumption anyway.
That's right.
So what happened in the second case study?
In the second case study, I called a candidate to help her prepare for an upcoming interview for which we had scheduled her. Unfortunately, she did not seem to be interested in my preparation suggestions. It was almost as if I couldn't tell her anything and she knew everything. Instead of being humble and thanking me for my time and helping her to get ready for her interview, she acted as though she did not want to hear any advice. It appeared as though she knew everything already.
How many candidates have you met in your career who truly knew it all before a job interview and actually did know it all?
Not very many. I can probably count them on one hand. Even if a candidate knows a great deal about the interview process, there is most likely a limit to how much they know about the organization and the people who are going to interview them.
But the recruiter knows more about the client, don't they?
Well, they do. They have more knowledge than the candidate about the position, the company hiring, the hiring officials, and who might be the candidate supervisor, the company culture, etc. And all of these things are extremely important factors in a candidate's ability to interview well. And they are also important in terms of the decision that the candidate will make if they receive an offer of employment.
And as we've discussed, the number one goal of a job interview is to get an offer of employment.
Well, that's right, because you cannot get a new job unless you get a job offer. In my experience, candidates who listen to the recruiter's advice before the interview are the ones who come out of the interview with the job offer. The ones who don't listen to the recruiter's advice usually don't get the job offer. It's a pattern I've noticed over the years, and I've even had my clients tell me that they can tell during the interview who has paid attention to my advice and who has not.
So, Stacy, what are some of the things that professionals should not assume, both in their career and also in their animal health or veterinary job search?
When it comes to your career and your job search, you cannot assume what is going to happen. It's just impossible to predict the future. Some of the things that you should not assume include how long you will work at your current employer, how long you will work in a particular field, how quickly you will climb the ladder at your current employer, whether or not a new employment opportunity is the right fit for you before you check it out, your knowledge regarding the employment marketplace, your knowledge about your own job search, and how much a recruiter can help you to find a new job. And this is just a partial list. People make assumptions all the time, every day, about nearly you know, many aspects of their career and their job search. And making these assumptions is a mistake. No one has a crystal ball. No one can see the future.
Which means you can't see the future as well.
That's correct. But what I do have is experience. When a person has seen a certain situation play out over and over again, they can make a pretty good guess about what to do and what not to do. I can't predict the future, but I've seen hundreds of scenarios play out during my time as a recruiter in the animal health industry and veterinary profession. I've seen candidates and job seekers do the right things to land a great job, and I've seen them do the wrong things to sabotage their candidacy to the detriment of their career.
So Stacey, we are just about out of time for today. So do you have anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners about having confidence and not making assumptions during their animal health or veterinary job search?
Yeah, so I would encourage our listeners to approach confidence building as a journey of self-discovery and growth. Confidence is not an innate trait, but rather a skill that can be developed and refined over time through deliberate practice and self-awareness. In addition, do not make assumptions regarding your career and your job search. Rely on the experience of others to guide you through the process. They may not have a crystal ball, but they do have experience, knowledge, and expertise needed to increase your chances for long-term success.
Well, Stacey, thank you so much for joining us and for all of this great information about how to navigate a person's animal health or veterinary career.
It's been my pleasure, Caleb. I look forward to our next episode of the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider.
And one last thing before we go. If you are an animal health company or a veterinary practice and you have critical positions you need to fill, then look no further than the Vet Recruiter. The Vet Recruiter has more than 25 years of experience helping animal health companies and veterinary practices, both corporate and private practices, find top talent. If you are an animal health professional and you want to be on our radar for career advancement opportunities, be sure to send your resume to the Vet Recruiter through our website at www.thevetrecruiter.com so we can keep you in mind for employment opportunities that come up. Okay, everybody, we look forward to being back next week.